Interest in a potential gold and copper deposit near Non-Dalton has put the village's tribe and corporation at odds. As KDLG's Matt Martin reports, Non-Dalton's village corporation, Kijik, has entered into an agreement to explore the groundhog claims, and that doesn't sit well with all shareholders.
Back in January, Kijik entered into a partnership with Alaska Earth Sciences to explore the groundhog deposit located near Non-Dalton. AES is a junior mineral exploration company that has experience exploring deposits along the Alaska Peninsula. Located to the northwest of the Pebble deposit, groundhog was explored by a previous company before it went bankrupt. The partnership between AES and Kijik, named Chuchuna Mineral Company, wants to continue the effort. But not all of Kijik's shareholders are pleased with this development. In a strongly worded letter, the Non-Dalton Tribal Council says that the decision by Kijik is, quote, a slap to the face for the majority of the people of Non-Dalton.
You know, what we have around here is more precious than any mine can ever, you know, pull out of the ground.
That's William Evanoff, the president of the Non-Dalton Tribal Council.
We have one of the greatest natural resources, you know, with our salmon coming every summer, and that's something that we want to keep around forever, and mining can jeopardize that. And that's something that we've always stated, and, you know, we're not the only ones that have stated that.
Evanoff says many in the community, including himself, were shocked that Kijik didn't seek any input from shareholders before they went ahead and partnered with the mining company.
One of the things I'd like to see happen is them, you know, come back here and hold an informational meeting with the tribe and the shareholders to let us know what exactly they expect to get out of this partnership and why they felt this was the best decision for Kijik in the first place.
In the corporation's newsletter, Kijik CEO Venture Samaniego told shareholders that the first order of business for the new partnership will be to aggressively market the groundhog prospect to potential developers. He added the joint venture will give Kijik shareholders priority consideration for future jobs and contracts on the project. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.
The CEO of Kijik didn't respond to a request for comment for this story.